to listen to Francis Langford, Spike Jones and the City Slickers, Gary Moore, Tony Romano, and Ken Carpenter, broadcasting from Hoff General Hospital in Santa Barbara, California. And now, here's Francis.
How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Each service hospital has shown us that those who planned these hospitals had an eye for the beautiful as well as the mind for the practical. The Army's Hoff General Hospital here in lovely Santa Barbara is certainly no exception. It's beautifully situated between the mountains and the sea, a blessing to the eyes that have seen so much that was not beautiful. And on the practical side, they even have a full-scale farm within the grounds which is worked by the men themselves, those who are able to and want to. If you know a boy at Hoff General, I can tell you he's in wonderful hands in a wonderful place. The fellas here have asked me to sing a song I like a lot myself, and here it is. I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark, that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine, I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine,
Ken, isn't it grand here in romantic old Santa Barbara?
Oh, yes, Francis. The spirit of romance that pervades the atmosphere of this picturesque old California town, well, it's really done something to me.
Well, what do you mean, Ken?
Did I ever tell you, Francis, that your beautiful hair is as rich and glorious as the sun sinking like molten gold into the cerulean blue of the sea?
Acts like a wolf, talks like a training film.
Say, I like it here in Santa Barbara, too, Francis.
Don't you love to wander along the street among the antique shops? You see so many lovely old things.
Yeah, and so many lovely young things.
By the way, have either of you seen the old wishing well they have here?
I have, Ken.
Say, is that the well where the Indians say if you throw in a penny, anything you wish for will come out of the well?
Wouldn't that be something if it worked? Did you try it, Spike?
Oh, sure. I threw in a penny and wished for a kiss from Betty Grable.
Did Betty Grable come out and give you a great big smack?
No, but Harry James did.
Harry James, now there's an orchestra.
Say, that reminds me, the City Slickers and I have a number we want to play.
Ah, Harry James, now there's an orchestra.
As the choo-choo rambled down the railroad track, no one cared when they were coming back. On everybody's face you'd see a smile as they danced the polka down the aisle. Boys and girls in moments so sublime, their hearts beating out in polka time. They kept singing and they wouldn't stop till the engineer blew his whistle. Then he blew his top. Thank you. choo-choo ramble down the railroad track. No one cared if they were coming back. Everybody sang this happy song as the choo-choo polka ride along. Moments flew cause this was booing time. Their hearts beating out in they got so happy that they shouted yell till the engineer blew his whistle.
Woo-woo!
Then he rang his bell.
Look, Mommy! No hands! Let out!
Oh, my poor widow, Achan Twain!
If we hadn't invited Gary Moore to be our guest this evening, we might not have had the pleasure of his company at all, because he's sailing with the USO show very soon to visit the boys across the Pacific. We're glad we got him in time, Mr. Gary Moore. Well, Gary, it won't be long now, will it?
Oh, no, Francis, but what I want to find out is how you, starting out fine, aren't I? What I want to find out is how you knew... how did you know that they're sending me overseas?
Well, why is it supposed to be confidential?
Well, didn't you know? I am America's answer to the Japanese balloons.
Well, I've been getting a lot of letters from boys that I know over there.
Uh-huh.
They've heard that you're coming, and they want to know whether they should see your show or whether they'd be better off that day if they asked for frontline duty.
Isn't she cute? Francis, what the... What did you tell them, and where can I phone my lawyer?
I haven't written them yet. They want to get your life story for their little newspaper they get out.
Why, bless your little mess kit. I tell you, Francis, You may tell the boys that my life is an open book. I have never done anything to be ashamed of. Darn it. My life, oddly enough, started on the day that I was born. I was born, as I recall it, in the thriving village of Angry Skunk, Idaho, which is just across from the little town of, Nebraska. My, what an occasion it was. The nurse brought me into the room, and as my mother looked at me, her eyes filled up with tears, and she ran to the window, threw it open, and shouted aloud to all the neighbors,
"Everybody off the sidewalk, I'm gonna jump."
Oh, how sweet of the old lady.
Yes, wasn't she? Are you taking this all down?
Every word.
Silly girl. But as I grew, Francis, I became larger. I don't know, it was glands or something. And I think that's possible. And at the age of two, I kissed my first girl.
You kissed a girl at the age of two?
Well, it wasn't exactly a kiss. We were eating the same licorice stick, and I chewed past my hat. But it was a beginning, Francis, and at the age of three, I was married.
Married? Who ever advised you to get married at the age of three?
Mr. Anthony, I guess he didn't understand my problem. So, Francis, at the age of four, Reno, and from there to the age of five.
Then there was never any real romance in your life?
Well, yes and no. As luck would have it, I fell in with evil companions. I took to hanging around with a bad kid named Spike Jones. What a ruffian. He wore loud sleeve garters, drank double sarsaparillas with root beer chasers, and was even caught playing tiddlywinks with loaded tiddlies. He was. One day we had nothing to do, and Spike said,
"Hey, Gary, you know what? I've been thinking."
"You have?"
"Yeah, and I got an idea."
Beginner's luck.
No kidding, Gary. How about we go over to the park and chase girls?
Chase girls? That ain't no fun.
Well, why not?
We always catch them. You see, Francis, I wasn't terribly bright.
Well, at least you held your own.
Well, it wasn't easy. At the age of nine, Francis, A near tragedy struck. I began to have trouble with my eyesight. Well, I don't know. Somehow everything I looked at seemed indistinct and blurred. But I went to a doctor and he told me something to do that immediately restored my sight.
What did he say?
Get a haircut.
And I see you've never been able to get it to grow back.
Francis, look, let's stick to the script and let's not joke about this, shall we? You know, I was so impressed with this miracle that I decided to become a medical man myself. I determined to find the greatest panacea of all times. I was going to discover a cure for the common cold. And I did it, Francis. At the end of 2 years, I actually found out what was the best thing to do for a common cold.
Well, quick, tell me, what is the best thing to do for a common cold?
Oh, Francis, I was so proud of myself.
Gary, everybody does that.
You know, I found that out. It was a rude awakening. So I decided to quit medicine and do something for which I was better equipped. But you know, there's no money in being a bum. And besides, Francis, my life was predestined. Try what I may, there was no out. The radio kept calling me.
Calling all cars. Be on the lookout for Gary Moore.
What an actor, that carpenter. And so, friends, to get revenge, I went on the radio myself. Yes, I went on the radio, and within 2 years, I was the star of my own program. Gary Moore, Boy Whack. And so it was fame at last, Francis. And I couldn't appear in public without being greeted by a great fanfare. What a tone. But finally, Francis, I accomplished my dream. This year, they have honored me by asking me to go overseas.
Oh, that's wonderful, Gary. Who asked you to go? The boys over there?
No, the people over here. So long, Francis.
So long, guys. Thanks, Gary, for joining us this evening. I'll write the boys all you told me, and good luck over there. While Gary is overseas, some of the men will be back here on furlough to meet their sweethearts and wives. We should hold a sacred place in our hearts for these girls at home who can't find glory in victory. They spend some time working in war plants, but they spend so much time alone, waiting patiently for that day when he'll return. It's for these sweethearts and wives that I'd like to dedicate my next song, He's Home for a Little While. He's home for a little while. He's mine, mine alone. No need to tell, but it feels simply swell when he's close to me, where he's supposed to be. He's home for a little while. I live for his kiss. I hit the skies when he looks in my eyes, and my knees grow weak with bliss. He sort of changed. He's kind of different from the boy I used to know a while ago. Strange how much he says without a word, and when he holds my hand, I understand. I'm his, but forevermore. He's mine, mine alone. We'll have to part, but he's close to my heart. For the little while, he's home. It's fine.
Funny how many things I planned to do when he came home. The shows, the moonlight walks, the dances. But now that he's back, all I want to do is just be close to him.
We'll have to part, but he'll be close to my heart. For the little
going to give an impression of the Ink Spots imitating us, imitating them, imitating us, imitating them, or would you rather be a fish?
Blues.
You always hurt the one you love, the one you shouldn't hurt at all. You always take the sweetest rose and crush it till the petals fall.
Excuse me there, Mr. Tony Romano. I'll tell this girl about this. Now, honey child, you notice that you always very kindest sold of her heart. With a hasty word, and recall, honey child, honey babe, honey lamb, honey doll, honey pie. So look at you. So now, if this boy, now mind you, I say, if this boy done broke your heart last night, honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie, it's just because that he loves you the most of all.
You always hurt the one.
Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Make it all of the time. Long as I live, I just want the right to give all my love with all.
Summer night that you can never quite recall.
Yeah, I'm living.
And you see Laura on the train that is passing through. Those eyes, how familiar they seem. She gave your very first kiss to you. That was Laura. But she's only a
dream. Big new band have a group of Rodgers and Hart numbers in which all of us take part. Starting now with Tony Romano singing Blue Moon.
Blue Moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own. Blue Moon, just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really could care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever hold. I heard somebody whisper, please adore me. And when I looked, the moon had turned to gold. Blue moon, now I'm no longer alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Thank you.
could stay, my lips could move and talk, and yet my heart stood still. Though not a single word was spoken, I could tell you knew that unfelt clasp of hands for me so well. Never live at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
Thank you, men. I hope by being able to be here with you and by the miracle of radio with your families, we're keeping sort of a Purple Heart date. Maybe they'll help bring us all closer together to understand each other better. And perhaps remind some of us that the war is not really over for the men in hospitals. Good night.
Sunday at the same time, when our guest will be Mr. Jack Carson. Show with Francis Langford will be heard again next week on the Armed Forces Radio Service.